in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
What's up, Boston?
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
You strip down and tend your garden in the nude.
I got to have sandals on.
Okay, you can wear shoes, I think.
Okay, I can wear sandals.
Maybe even like a hat. You want to cover your head.
Well, it's very non-sexual. When you're in a garden bending over and stuff, there's nothing sexy about picking tomatoes and weeding.
Squatting down.
Squatting down.
Sounds horrible.
Is there a place of gathering in the Austin area that I can go meet other naked gardeners?
Yeah, I guess they get together and garden.
No, I don't want to be with that
get
group
back
to
showing
me right there. No thanks. I'm staying in my own yard.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 1049 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Tuesday on the Horn. Glad you're with us. Loaded in the 8 o'clock hour as usual. Craig Way. We'll have the Craig Way report coming up. Also, our Horn Top 25, having a look at the Florida Gators today. A lot of good debate on that, where they belong in the pecking order in the SEC and certainly the SEC East. Hit some salacious gossip and your blitz in the gossip. I got to get a story that normally gossip is a little bit is salacious. This one of the scarier stories I've heard or read in a while. Get you details on that.
Okay.
Also, first blitz for the Buck in a while. He's back. And after the trip out west?
Life is good,
man.
How
was the Fest out west?
Fest out west is wonderful. I went to places like Wallace, Idaho.
I saw some pictures of from the bed and breakfast in which you stayed, where the guy that runs the bed and breakfast changed his name to Roy G. Biv.
Yes, you saw that. You actually saw that, did you not?
That's when I saw the photos. No, not the Tiger Woods photos. They're Lindsey Vonn. The photos of the scenery in which you were partaking in the last several days. It reminds me of my work back when I went out west. It's just beautiful.
Well, I did not donkey up or any of that kind of stuff to anything. I did not.
Listen, that's why whenever I'd mention my summer job during college, you go to Nunley the Jack Donkey. But when you see the scenery, you can see why people fall in love with going to places like that.
I can understand why they fall in love with it for a short period of time. But the people themselves talk about the winners there.
Oh.
And they let you know this is so beautiful right now, but they said in the next couple months, it gets so ugly, so cold, so wet, so slippery.
You're in Idaho. You've seen the movie, what, The Revenant?
Oh, my God.
Right?
But they truly let you know that the winter
was filmed up that way.
That the winter is no fun. It's not a joke. But to see those pine trees and the forests and just think about right now, they've been burning for 3 weeks up there in Canada and Idaho and Oregon and the Montana area. And I'm thinking, well, are they putting it out? They said, no, we just have to wait for rain and let this thing. You can't get there. I said, you can't get up the mountains to the places and now understand why. But I told BK I went down the mountain because it's a 2-point-something-mile trek up the mountain to get to the bed and breakfast. You know, just one road and can't put two cars on it. So you better be hoping that with my back, I can't back up. So I'm thinking, oh my God, what is going to happen if somebody's head is meets me in the middle? What am I going to do? I'm going to get out of the car and say, well, okay, you come and move this car.
Yep.
Because I'm not backing and going off that cliff. So I walked down the mountain. It took me 40 minutes to get down on a walk, and it took me 1 hour and 20 minutes to get back up. And so I made a real bad error of thinking, oh, I can walk this. It's not a big deal. But I saw the biggest deer, whitetail, I've ever seen in my life. It ran across the road and stopped and gawked at me. And this, not
was
like
it a mule deer?
No, it was a whitetail, big whitetail.
Okay.
But it turned around and looked at me and stopped. And it was had probably 8 to 10 points. But the shoulders on it were nothing like I see anybody's yard around here.
No.
And I thought that thing was, the way it looked at me, it was
big
like.
Big elk? Big old elk?
I did not see an elk. They have moose right there. They have black bears that are all around the bed and breakfast. But when this thing stopped and looked at me, I told BK, I started to think, can this thing come out? Wait a minute. I'm walking down the road. This thing has probably never encountered too many people. And there's a brother on a mountain on the road, on his road. And the way he stopped and looked at me.
I'm not sure he profiled you as a brother.
I think he did.
Oh, because he's a white-tailed deer. You think he's coming after you?
The way he looked at me.
Probably would have looked at me.
And he looked, and he didn't go away right away. He just kind of stared. And I'm thinking, do I have to start running here, up in here? Am I going to shoo a deer away, or is this deer Going to be like one of those attack videos here.
I'd like to see you running, dragging that knee.
She'll see me running through the airport to be the last on board of a plane, too. Dragging the knee, knocking people's bags over, just knocking people out of the way. Get that kid out of the way.
When you say running, were you even close to running?
I had a jog going.
Nice. Not like the Olympic.
By the way, I had a Oregon green. I had the duck, Oregon duck backpack.
Yeah, you told us about that before you left.
I got a backpack.
Your Kevin Durant Oregon green backpack.
Oh, mine's just way, idiot. Yeah. Mine's just way bigger than that. Cupcakes.
We'll pick up the conversations of the morning. First, let's get you the headlines. Get you caught up on your Tuesday morning in sports. That's Ticket City Update Desk. Headlines brought to you by UBO Business Services. Let's start this time around with baseball. Out west last night, speaking of the Fest Out West, they say the chase for the final American League wildcard spot is a crowded one, is quite an understatement. There are currently 8 teams in the American League within 4 games of each other, including the Texas Rangers, who still believe they can make a run. Last night, they took a step in the right direction. Opened a swing out west. They beat the L.A. Angels 5-3. Adrian Beltre socked a 3-run homer. Cole Hamels, 7 strong innings, improved to 9-1 on the year. Loss drops the Angels a half game back of Minnesota for that second wild card spot. The Rangers close within 2 games of the final playoff berth. Of course, the same 2 again tonight. Astros took the night off. They open an interleague set of 3 with Washington tonight. Nationals in town. Nice matchup of division leaders there. Dale Diamond last night. Express rolled over Omaha 10-3. They've taken 2 out of 3 in that series so far. Same 2 again tonight at 7:05. Texas football still 11 days away from Tom Herman and his coaching staff coaching their first game at Texas, but they're already earning national credit, and they're continuing to roll on that recruiting trail in the great state. Despite 3 straight losing seasons and a 5-7 year a year ago, Texas will start the 2017 campaign ranked in the Associated Press Top 25. Horns ranked 23rd in the first poll released yesterday. First time the Longhorns have made the preseason AP since 2013. Coach Herman, not so sure.
No, we're a 5-17. You are, what's a guy, I forget what coach said. You are what your record says you are. I mean, we hadn't played a game yet. So we'll pay attention to those as we head down the stretch. But right now, I mean, just a bunch of people guessing, right?
Certainly is. They're guessing Alabama as number 1, followed by Ohio State, Florida State, USC, and Clemson. 5 Big 12 teams ranked in the top 25, including Oklahoma as the highest ranked team at 7. Longhorns recruiting class for the class of 2018 continuing to grow as Texas added a commitment yesterday, this time an offensive lineman, number 18 in the class of 2018. Frisco Wakeland offensive tackle Rafidi Germani chose the Longhorns over a host of others, including UCLA and Alabama. Second offensive lineman to join Tom Herman's 2018 recruiting class, seen as a 4-star player. And in the NFL, Dallas Cowboys practiced in front of more than 6,000 fans yesterday. Their first workout at the new Star Complex in Frisco after spending the month in California, in Oxnard. And they're back, and there may be a bit of a backup quarterback controversy brewing. Clearly, Dak Prescott is your starter with the Cowboys. But yesterday, for the first time this summer, Cooper Rush took second-team snaps over Kellen Moore. The undrafted rookie out of Central Michigan has outplayed Moore in the first 3 preseason games for the Cowboys. And that's the news.
Documation is now UBO Business Services. New name, same great people, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
You know, yeah, I try to tell everybody about God's country. You know what they want? Hey, how do we get to see those Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn pictures?
Shameful.
What is wrong? You know what? You go to a place like Idaho and Oregon, and then you come back here. I just miss this place so much. The first thing I saw downtown was a guy with a stick picking at a scab on his arm.
Oh.
That was just a lovely to be back home. You know what I mean? It was lovely. He's walking out with a freaking stick, picking a scab on his arm with a stick. And I'm like, man, oh, man, this is a beautiful thing downtown Austin.
All right. Well, a lot of issues in there as headlines. Also, Buck telling tales from his trip to Idaho, Washington. And it sounds like you made it to Oregon, too, and Montana.
I made it to, yeah,
you
Oregon.
You had 4 states while you were there?
Dude, I was driving about 1,800 miles. Driving, dude, just getting in a car and going.
No kidding.
I was almost
those
in Canada.
Those are not short trips.
I was in Sandpoint. I was 60 miles from Canada. I go.
In Montana or Washington?
In Idaho. You can go to a place called Sand Point.
Well, straight up, okay.
Yeah, straight up. Dude, you know me. I love to drive. You know me. I get in a car and I just go every day. I drive. I love driving. I love meeting people. I love meeting new people. It doesn't matter where I am.
1,800 miles.
You got to go, brother.
Or you could just relax.
Why?
Kick back. Look at the scenery.
I live in Austin. I can kick back anytime.
Well,
I want to see the scenery in other places, and it's a. You're right. When I thought about it, I thought about you, and although Nunley did come into my mind, but in the rest of the Cowboys,
it's just nature,
the Buckaroos that you were. It's just a beautiful place.
It is. It everyone should go and experience the Great Northwest. It is so beautiful.
But there are fat people there.
There are fat people everywhere.
There's fat people at that place, Coeur d'Alene.
Fattest.
Yeah, this is the fattest state in the country.
No, I'm not buying.
You live in the fattest state.
No, I'm not buying that. I saw them. They were in Coeur d'Alene at the resort, but they were from all over the country.
Well, those are tourists.
Why did it get so big? I mean, I saw
a lady. They couldn't have come to our ranch where I work because there's a limit on the horses. Weight limit.
Oh, you can't hurt a horse?
No. Well, you can't. But if you're a big old 400-pounder, you're not getting on the horse. They're not going to let you do that.
To get on a mule,
at least
then?
Not at our place.
Did I get on a mule? Like go sideways over it? Like
they
lay over?
They got on a mule.
I just felt bad. And some of the ladies, the way they dressed on the trip, Eve, that were, at a resort, and they were wearing like, they were in like see-throughs, and their bellies.
Didn't need to be.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a young dude from Illinois eat at least 8 deviled eggs whole at a sitting.
Eight deviled eggs
with a salad. Like real deviled eggs. Okay. No paprika. Just sit there and eat. I get fixated on people that, when I go traveling, I love them. People are wonderful.
You're a people watcher and I'm observer.
I observe.
Yeah, your last time someone ate like, 12 wontons from Payway or something like that?
This dude he went back 4 times to the salad bar and he had it piled up, but he ate 8 deviled eggs. I counted them. I counted 8.
Leave the guy alone. He's enjoying his vacation. He wants to eat 8 deviled eggs. Let him eat 8 deviled eggs.
No, he's going to get sick, and then I'm going to have to pay for my insurance because he's going to be fat and sick.
So Obamacare will take care of that.
No, hell no. People smoking all fat and smoking and everything else. I'm like, I want to take that cigarette out of a couple people's. Take that cigarette out of your hands. Come on. Get on a treadmill.
Listen to you.
I can't tell
people.
Like you
want to build a wall or something for fat people.
I'm trying to help. I don't want people to be sick. How's that?
Yeah.
I don't want people to be sick. I don't pay for that crap either. No, but I don't want you to be sick. No. I want you to be healthy. Like that guy was picking his scab with a stick walking downtown Austin yesterday.
Right, that's
the grossest thing I've ever seen.
All right. The question for Tom Herman in Texas is, how healthy are they at quarterback? On the way to the top of the hour, you were talking about people that are maybe doubting Shane Buechele a little bit.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Well, I mean, look, here's something that people need to understand about Tom Herman. Tom Herman's offense, one of the biggest factors in the offense he would want to run, in the perfect world, would have a quarterback who can run. I mean, a running quarterback.
Like the one he just had last year.
Like Greg Ward Jr., like Braxton Miller, think Deshaun Watson. I mean, the offense that Texas is going to employ is somewhat similar to the run game that they run at Clemson. And Deshaun Watson's legs were a big part of that. I mean, it's the power spread offense, a lot of gap scheme when the offensive line, and a power running game, but out of the shotgun. And when the quarterback can also be a running back, it adds so much more pressure onto the defense in this scheme. So when you hear Tom Herman after Saturday's scrimmage saying, we're not dynamic at quarterback, but we're good enough to win.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamic meaning the quarterback doesn't run, which herein lies the debate between Ehlinger and Buechele. And I don't think there's a debate right now.
Okay.
But one's a sophomore, one's a freshman. I think you're going to have a debate about those two in the coming years. Because the one thing that Sam Ehlinger brings that Shane Buechele does not is a running presence. How dynamic of a runner can he be? He certainly was at Westlake. You saw him. Kid didn't mind lowering his shoulder and running the ball and creating yards with his legs.
It's not Westlake High School.
I understand
that. If you lower your shoulder against these players, you're going to be in that bench.
Well, but there's a lot of quarterbacks in the country these days who will take off and run. And Sam Ehlinger has that element in his game, whereas Shane Buechele, for his career, has been pretty much a pocket quarterback. Quick snap, release the ball, 7-on-7.
But can't escape.
He's got escapability and his athleticism, but he's not a runner.
No, right? No.
Whereas
way.
Sam Ehlinger is a runner. I mean, Sam Ehlinger, look at his stats as a junior when he won State Player of the Year.
Right.
A guy was over 1,000 yards rushing. So he can bring a dynamic run element to the offense from that position that Shane Buechele does not and will not. So, but right now, the reason that you hear Tom Herman saying
experience.
Well, and who's the better passer right now? The better passer to get the ball to the receivers and understand the offense is Shane Buechele. But what happens when Sam Ehlinger's ability to understand the offense and, his passing catches up with Shane?
I don't know if it catches up. What if Shane Buechele is just that much better of a passer?
But again, Tom Herman wants the running element in his offense.
I think he wants the winning element in his offense.
He does. But if you have a quarterback who can do both, would be his preference is what I'm saying. And does that lead to down the road, Sam Ehlinger? Because, look, Sam Ellinger's not going to back off. He's not just going to settle to being a backup as a sophomore and a junior, and he's going to plan on trying to win that job.
No, because they'll have brand new quarterbacks in here that are dynamic quarterbacks, I believe.
Right.
And that's why Sam has to play, to me, game one, two, three, four,
right.
all the games.
That, but see, to me, that's the interesting part. I'm not trying to create a quarterback controversy.
Right.
I'm saying that just by its nature, one's a sophomore, one's a freshman, they're going to play this year. There's going to be a natural quarterback battle between those two over the next several seasons, in my opinion.
For sure.
And, you know, Ehlinger does bring the run element that Bouchel does not. This year, with all those receivers and those weapons on the outside, you're probably going to look for your – look, go back to Tom Herman at Ohio State. They had Braxton Miller as their starting quarterback. He couldn't stay. He hurt his shoulder, couldn't play quarterback. They had to move him. JT Barrett is your quarterback for most of the season. He brings both the run and the pass element to Ohio State, and they're dynamic, right? Well, he gets hurt against Michigan, and here comes Cardale Jones.
And he had both. For a big man.
But he was his biggest strength was throwing the ball. Remember when Ohio State exploded to go win the national title, they had Zeke Elliott as a dynamic running back, but then they had this Cardale Jones who would throw it up over top of everybody with that big old arm of his. And then, yes, he could take off and run and kind of run people over as a 240-pound running back or quarterback. But, yes, I mean, those are they're examples. You can just watch Tom Herman's offense. All you can do is go back and watch Greg Ward.
Right.
Watch the Ohio State offense when he was there. There's obviously an element that he wants in his offense. And when I hear Tom Herman from his own mouth say, we're not dynamic at quarterback. We are good enough to win. The dynamic part is legs. And Sam Ehlinger brings the legs. As he learns the system and gets acclimated to the college game, if you sit here and say that Shane Bouchel is going to be a four-year starter at Texas, I'm not sure that that's completely true.
Well, nothing is a given, and Tom Herman will find better quarterbacks. As I said, he's going to recruit the best year in, year out. There's always going to be a quarterback.
Maybe there's a more dynamic quarterback. Maybe this kid, Casey Thompson, out of
can
the
throw
state
even
of Oklahoma.
Better.
But, look, do I think Shane Bouchel has a chance to start 4 years at Texas? Sure. But in Tom Herman's offense, you have to put that in there. Is he the right fit for what they want to do? We'll all find out together, and we'll all watch and see. But, again, I do know history tells me that Tom Herman wants a quarterback that can run.
Absolutely. We've seen
and put
it.
Pressure on a defense with the ability
to run and
to
pass.
Run from that position.
Right.
And makes it almost, in his mind, unstoppable because that's someone the defense can't account for, and you can work him into your run game. And it's one of the reasons Deshaun Watson put up huge numbers at Clemson. And there are quarterbacks all over the country. Think of Jalen Hurts at Alabama. And those guys are dynamic. And, you know.
Yeah, for the college game, they make a difference.
Yes. And it's not about pro game.
It's about the college game. Right.
And even the pro game is working some of that in to what they do. Not nearly as much because injuries are such a factor.
I just don't think that kid gets enough credit for walking in here.
I don't either.
It just seems like weird that everybody's trying to, when can we get to the next quarterback at Texas?
Well, and to be completely fair to Shane Bouchel, I mean, how many games last year was he actually healthy, right? If you talk to folks behind the scenes, he got hurt in the Cal game, which was week three. And if you saw him spin the rock against Notre Dame and against...
That was a different guy throwing.
Week two was UTEP. I mean, he threw some darts. He threw some beautiful tight spirals, accurate passes. He got hurt in the Cal game, and folks close to the program would tell you he wasn't the same the
After
rest
that.
Of the year with his accuracy. He had a thumb. He had a shoulder. He didn't have the zip. He would flutter some balls.
He's got AIDS.
No, he doesn't have that.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was one of his injuries.
No, he didn't have that.
But so, I mean, again, that's your point. Let's see if Shane Bouchel can stay healthy this year. And if he does, with a stronger base, than the one thing that's been...
Great wide receivers, possibly.
Great wide receivers. He might just be fine. And that's what we'll all watch and see. But what I'm presenting and saying is, and it's not to create a quarterback controversy, it's to say that Tom Herman wants a quarterback that can run. And right now, the best runner at that position is Ehlinger.
Right.
So that, to me, leads to a natural battle for the position over time because Shane Bouchel's never going to be a runner. He's athletic,
yes,
but he's not a runner.
No, he's not a runner. He's not going.
And at his size, you wouldn't want him running.
No, I don't want the other guy running, to tell the truth, unless it's to run out of bounds, give me a first down, and do some other things. I don't want Ehlinger trying to prove, because he's 230, that he can take on.
Well, let's say he didn't stay healthy in high school either. He battled injuries. So that's got to be put out there, too. And, you know, so I don't think there's a quarterback controversy.
No.
I am, as an observer, intrigued in how this all plays out over not just, you know, the first month of the season, but certainly over the next several years.
Well, I'm excited about
the fact that
Sam Ehlinger has gotten better over the summer and doing some other things. And to me, it's not about the part about running and escaping. It's about being accurate with the ball in his hand and feeling very comfortable as a college quarterback. That makes me feel good that he'll be in some games very, very early because it's hard to last a whole season at that position.
Sure it is. And they're going to use both, and they're going to have to rely on both. And, you know, you hope they can both stay upright because so far through the three scrimmages and through camp, it's really been the defense. Neither quarterback has really put the offense up and down the field. And
basically, I'm real fine with that when the season starts. Defense, you're talking defense at Texas? Yeah. I mean, defense?
So Tom Herman said, we're going to win with great defense, and he feels like that side of the ball can be a strength. They're still looking for depth at linebacker, still looking for guys to step up and be consistent on first and second down, stopping the run. But I think it's fair to say for Todd Orlando, who's going to blitz like crazy, this is going to be a very aggressive defense. If they can get you to obvious passing downs,
they're coming.
Watch out. Watch out. There's going to be times where they're going to have two defensive linemen on the field with four linebackers. Where you're looking at guys like Jeffrey McCulloch and Brecken Hager, Malcolm Roach, guys who are going to attack the quarterback. And who knows which one's coming.
Will they be wearing sweatbands? Will they be wearing,
I don't know,
like sweatbands and stuff to figure out who aligns with that guy when they blitz?
Like wristbands with the plays on it?
Yeah, with the plays, no.
I don't know.
Probably not going to happen.
But I do think they're going to be. We got to see Todd Orlando at Houston. I mean, that guy is an attacking defensive coach.
Oh, no, he doesn't sit back. I mean, his guys are aggressive all the time. They're aggressive on rundowns.
Kind of crazy. The defense has clearly been the problem for the last 3 years, but it seems like everyone around the program and hearing about the scrimmage results, and I'm kind of starting to feel this way too. I think I got more confidence in the defense having it figured out than the offense.
Well, and if that's the case, then I don't think anybody should be worried about them being ranked in the top 25, because if their defense is significantly improved, and if Tom Herman is paying attention and forcing the deal on special teams, those are 2 or 3 phases, and if you have it's the Big 12. And I mean, if you can have the best defense in the Big 12 or one of the best, and whatever I'm talking about, the offense that Tom Herman wants to run, you still have plenty of weapons for a quarterback like Shane Buechele, if you keep him healthy, to score some points in the Big 12.
Yeah, I think Tom Herman's smart enough to get it done on offense. He'll get to the packages he needs to. He'll understand about what they're trying to defend. And he'll use the entire football field.
That's right. And he's one of the better game day play callers.
Yes.
Game plan designers. That's why he was so well thought of, you know, coming in. Texas fans are going to love watching him. I watched him close at Houston, and of course, and I know you did, and then at Ohio State. Changing the game plan within the game and understanding what the defense is doing.
Not doing the same thing over and over again.
He's one of the best, man. Again, that's why Urban Meyer chose him to be his first offensive coordinator in Columbus after he took the year off. And so this is a guy that understands game plan, but then, hey, we got to eject and go to plan B here because this isn't working.
Yeah, he'll do it by the series. He's not going to worry about
and understanding
3 series later.
How to attack a defense. Where are the weaknesses? Where are my mismatches? How do I get the ball and take advantage of that? It seems simple. But boy, we've seen offensive coordinators here that just haven't gone there for whatever reason.
Well, we see offensive coordinators around the country when you look and you're like sitting at home and watching, you're going, oh, I know what's coming now.
Why are you overthinking this?
Yeah.
Run it till they stop it. And if they're stopping it, go to something else.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All right, B&E on the horn. But Herman, his track record is he's one of the best at that in all of college football, one of the top offensive minds in the country. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll hit and get Craig Way involved with the Craig Way Report. We'll also hit our Horn Top 25, some salacious gossip, and your blitz with the Buck back. Welcome him back coming up before the end of the hour at 447-3776. It's B&E on the Horn, 1049 AM 1260. Stream it on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Salacious gossip and your blitz for the top of the hour. In that gossip, another lawsuit in Waco. That's never good. This is a new one, too, my friend. Also, scary story. Scary story in salacious gossip, because it's just that, just gossip at this point, but certainly could be scary. And yes, the Tiger Woods mess that is out there. Not sure why dudes would photo themselves at all.
I don't know why women photo themselves to send to their dudes.
Because it's sexy.
You see that person all the time.
Well, no, not if you're Tiger Woods and you're Lindsey Vonn and you're traveling and she's traveling. She's around the world skiing.
Like Tiger Woods wasn't banging anybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't see that thing.
That's flirtatious. I haven't seen you in a few weeks. Here's a picture of me. Here's what you're missing.
I like it better if I don't see you when I get to you. It's on. Well, I don't need a picture of it. I've seen it before.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, I guess.
Way's not the only way.
No, you're right. I agree with you, but I guess people like to show their stuff. I don't know what the...
They don't like to show. They like to show their stuff to the person that they're.
No, they like to show their stuff.
No, they don't. these hacks are an invasion of privacy. That was intended for a certain person, not for everybody.
Guess what? If it didn't happen, you wouldn't be able to hack it.
Well, you're still trying to be flirtatious and be fun. And
it's all in the cloud.
It's
once
just,
you hit
just
send,
the human body. Right? There's nothing grotesque about that. It's
I know.
Just,
so then why does everybody make a big deal about it? You're right.
Because it's an invasion of privacy.
Because I'm a nature guy.
I'm with you. And if they wanted those pictures out there, they would have put them out there themselves.
I'll invite you out to my garden when I do my nude gardening.
That's gross.
And I bend over and get some cabbage. You just
bend over. Let's go to the Craig Way Report. Perfect segue.
While a great deal of attention was focused on the total solar eclipse yesterday, sports teams dealt with the cosmic phenomenon in different ways. Minor league baseball games in Oregon and South Carolina were halted for fan viewing, with eclipse glasses handed out to fans, thus enabling the first ever eclipse delays in pro sports history. Some college football teams, most notably Colorado and South Carolina, halted practices for eclipse viewing. Not so at the University of Texas. The Longhorns practice arrived in the morning prior to the eclipse, and despite all of the cosmic conversation, the questions for head coach Tom Herman still seem to boil down to who was going to be the number one quarterback for the season opener, now 11 days away.
Well, as of today, you know, Shane's starting. Now, does that guarantee that he'll start against Maryland? No. But he'll take the bulk of the ones reps, but if he doesn't take advantage of them and Sam plays better than him, then that'll change. But as of now, Shane's getting the bulk of the one reps, but Sam will continue to do that. He's playing, Sam's playing good, and Shane is too. So it's a good battle. But you know, you can tell Shane's played, you know, 12 games of college football.
Well, we may have moved beyond eclipse conversation, but when it comes to post-practice media availabilities at UT, the path of totality still runs right through Tom Herman's decision on his starting quarterback. We'll hear more from the Longhorns head coach coming up this afternoon in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Thank you, C. Way. 6:30 and 8:30 each morning. Craig Way with the Craig Way Report. Brought to you by Bud Light. A couple of Bud Lights last night at the Jason Isbell taping at Austin City Limits. Terrific. He and his wife both taped. She played an hour, then he played for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Amanda Showers. Yeah, no, it was good. Really good. Took my kids and my wife. We had a great time. And can't wait to see that air on season 43 of the TV show.
That'll be coming out very soon, right?
Probably into the winter and the spring.
Yeah.
When they start churning those out.
And you were very happy with your visual of the eclipse yesterday. You were... And you know, for those that saw the eclipse and really got excited, I'm not going to rain on your parade because I think that's kind of great for you if you're into that and it makes you feel good inside and it takes you to another level and takes you to another place and all that stuff. I did see the eclipse, and then somebody sent me a video.
You saw the partial eclipse.
Well, I saw part of it go away. I didn't see the total eclipse, but I
did. We will in 2024. We'll see the total eclipse.
Yeah, somebody sent me a eclipse picture of the...
Please don't say it.
The gonadal eclipse, and I thought that was... It caught me at a time...
The gonadal eclipse?
Yeah, when I looked at it and was very curious.
The teabag eclipse.
I'm not even going to say who did this. I don't even want to say who the guy who showed me that, but he got me. Because after actually watching the part of the eclipse, he said, well, listen, my friend sent me, this is going to be the best look of the eclipse that you're going to see. And I sat there while he did it on his phone, and then I saw... Those two things show up to eclipse. And that thing is now viral. It's everywhere.
Yeah, you tried to send me that last night, but he had already showed me earlier.
You had already seen it?
I didn't get duped twice.
Craig Way and I were sent that yesterday. Mm. About this time, as a matter of fact.
Did you look at it? Scumbags. Were you taken?
Yeah.
Did you get you...
Of course you gotta watch the video.
Just so bad.
Let's go to your countdown of the top teams in college football.
The Horns Top 25 Countdown.
What a hurdle by Jackson! Highlight reel touchdown! Lamar Jackson does it again!
Inside the 10, Tyrone to the 5, swoops! There he is! Touchdown, Texas!
Watson takes a snap, rolls right, looks into the end zone.
Hunter Renfrow caught it! Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Number 9, Florida Gators.
Number 9, Florida. There's some breaking news from Florida that does involve Texas. We'll tell you in a second, but I'm going to say this. By that video that you tried to send BK, the teabagging video of the eclipse.
Is that what that's called?
If you watch that more than one time or multiple times, you've got a problem.
Oh, I have.
Then you've got a problem.
Does that make me have a problem?
I think so.
More entertaining than the real eclipse.
Not true.
It is more entertaining.
By the way, after the headlines, top of the hour, Monty's going to check in from wherever they are in Carbondale to give us an eyewitness account of what went on yesterday, the spiritual event of seeing a total eclipse, and that all that goes with
it. Total eclipse of the heart?
That's right. Yeah, Bonnie Tyler did sing yesterday. She's looking rough, by the way. I saw her on that Carnival cruise line.
She has some work done.
She needs more.
Wow. No. Oh, wow. Save that for some time.
Let me mention Florida. They are the number 9 team. Quickly, the story that relates to Texas. On his Twitter account just yesterday, now former Longhorn offensive lineman, Gene DeLance. Remember the 4-star commitment out of Mesquite, who played at Texas but then transferred, just announced last week he's transferring out of the program. He's going to Florida. Tweeted that, blessed and proud to announce I'll be continuing my education and football career at the University of Florida, the number 9 team in our countdown. How about this? On Sunday at the Swamp, they had a big pep rally, Jim McElwain and company did, and revving up the crowd. He says, we're headed to Dallas to beat the heck out of Michigan and then come back to you guys.
Well, if you're going to do it, it's when they don't have, when they lost 15, 16 seniors.
Michigan is their first game. It's a Cowboys Stadium there in Arlington, AT&T Stadium. It's where they'll play Michigan. Michigan is a 4-point favorite early in that game, even though they completely rebuild their
team. All the respect for their head coach, because they don't bring anybody back. They barely bring a quarterback back, that they're short as the starting quarterback.
Well, and the Wolverines beat Florida in the 2016 Florida Citrus Bowl 41-7. But all the guys that were part of that team are gone from Michigan.
Right.
So it's hard. This is a total projection, but that's why your cousin's involved.
I wonder if my cousin's going to get involved in that game.
I thought you said the cousin's taking the year off, man.
He's taking the year off, but he says there's one game that he just can't miss, and that's the Cake Baker game.
You've told me 4 different games that you can't miss in the first week, and there's only 5 games this week.
That guy won't leave me alone. He's relentless, this guy.
Come on.
Well, you're the one. When you say you make a bold proclamation that you and your cousin are taking the year off from the friendly wagers.
You and I should have put a bet on that one.
Oh, we would have won. We're already settled that day.
I'll tell you, I got to have this South Florida, because the Cake Baker is going to prove that he can coach him up.
Charlie Strong?
Yes. 11-win team.
We'll see.
We're going to see.
And they're playing San Jose, right? San Jose is Texas second. By the way, that game is Saturday. Mm-hmm. That game is Saturday. Everybody should be watching that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And by the way, San Jose has like all new coaching staff.
First-time head coach.
First-time head coach.
Offensive coordinator.
First-time everything.
Yeah.
But Charlie Strong looked like a first-time head coach a year ago, but he wasn't. So, hey, Florida, the interesting thing about them, here it is. Malik Zaire is their quarterback. How much of an impact can he have? There's mixed reviews on that. I think it's certainly an upgrade from what they've been running out there at quarterback. Jim McElwain in year 3 brings 9 offensive starters back, plus he adds Malik Zaire as a grad transfer. That's why they're the trendy pick in the east of the SEC. That and the schedule, much like Wisconsin yesterday. Wisconsin, you know, BK had him picked into his Final Four as the sleeper team because their schedule is, I don't say cakewalk, but pretty dang easy. Sets up nice in the Big Ten to find themselves into that Big Ten championship as the winner of the West in the Big Ten. If you do that, Buck, and you win the Big Ten title game, you're playing in the Final Four, most
absolutely
likely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because you're going to beat a team like Penn State or Ohio State championship.
And I believe this, see, for Florida, they can't lose to Michigan in game 1.
Well, they can, but they're probably would mean they're not going to the playoff, but they could still win the SEC because here's the deal. We've told you all morning, they only play 3 true road games all year.
That's right.
Of their 12-game schedule, only 3 of them are are on the road. 2 are neutral site, the cocktail party with Georgia, the Michigan game in 11 days. But their road trips are to Kentucky, Missouri, and South Carolina. That's it. Everything else is in their building. Now, in their building, they have to play Florida State. Right? And in neutral sites, they play the likes of Michigan and Georgia.
Yes.
So, you know, those are losable games, obviously. But just pointing out that, you know, the road and home matters in college football. They play 3 true road games in 2017.
And when you lose your wide receiver, when you lose a guy like Callaway and he's not playing in the first game, he's not the only one. Aren't there like 4 or 5 other guys?
6 guys suspended.
Yeah, he's the main guy.
He's the biggest name, there's no doubt. Yeah. And you could use a playmaker like Antonio Callaway, the junior receiver, to beat the Wolverines. Because even though the Wolverines are rebuilding, that's going to be a well-coached.
Oh, they're going to try to smack you in the mouth. they're
going to be physical Jim Harbaugh team.
Yes.
And the more playmakers you have on the field, the better and your chances are.
Looking at this schedule, I just miss the A&M game. I mean, it's so cool that they got two rivals, right? The in-conference and the out-of-conference with Georgia and Florida State. Like, that's fun, man.
That is fun. And they do get A&M in Gainesville coming up October 14th, then a bye week before their final five-game stretch. I just think, I mean, find me another team that's got three true road trips all year. That's a win with nine returning starters and a new quarterback who's experienced and playing with a chip on his shoulder. It's kind of like Wisconsin. I just kind of like the way that sets up for them. But you're right, that Michigan game is a barometer we'll all
get to see. It certainly is.
In 11 days. We'll come back. We'll hit your salacious gossip, a very scary story. If you haven't been paying attention, we'll get you that. But it's just gossip at this point. Also, hit your blitz. Bucky's back. Welcome him back. 447-3776. And stop sending that.
Please stop sending that moon
gonadial
thing.
Gonadial eclipse, as you
yes.
call it. It's horrible. B&E on the horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
All right. Salacious gossip is brought to you by Bud Lights. Have a great Bud Light day, Bud Light week, whatever you're up to. Football season rolling in this weekend. Looking forward to it. Buck, we have Tiger Woods in the news, threatening legal action against a website that may have posted nude photos of he and his former girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn.
Yes. It's disgusting.
Legal action. Legal action. The pictures are out there. Tiger Woods wants them shut down, and we'll see how that goes. But they've been taken, and they've been hacked, and they're out. More of Lindsay than Tiger, but there is one of Tiger, apparently.
One of two of Tiger and about 12 of Lindsay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, BK.
All good side, I'm telling you.
Hey, how about this story? Now, this is totally not a lighthearted story like typically we do in Salacious Gossip, but I wanted to mention it.
Very serious?
Very serious.
Okay.
So the USS John McClane.
Yes.
A naval fleet, part of our U.S. Navy fleet, collided with an oil tanker near Singapore earlier this week. It's the second deadly incident in the Pacific Ocean in the last few months. It's such a serious issue for the Navy that Admiral John Richardson has ordered all fleets around the world for a day for an operational pause as the Navy investigates. Here's the gossip of this, because there is some speculation that in both cases, the ship was hacked.
Oh, that means for their direction and where they're going?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I mean, two huge ships from the Navy managed to navigate themselves and run into merchant ships and collide in open waters. In is it possible that someone has gotten the access to hack into the computer systems of our naval fleet? Can you imagine a scarier scenario?
Oh.
Having our stuff collide with people?
Or
yes.
start firing missiles? I mean, I don't know how intense the hack. That's why they're taking the operational pause. But I mean, these are U.S. Navy ships. They don't just collide with oil tankers.
We've had like six of those things.
The John McCain or
John McCain? Yes,
John McCain.
The
yeah, that was the last John one. McCain.
Make sure it wasn't the diehard guy, John McClane.
No,
John McCain.
In a tweet, the admiral indicated they will conduct a wide investigation that will include a review into the possibility of cyber intrusions. Cross your fingers on that. That is scary.
That's no good.
Nothing is safe from Tiger Woods. Junk to
our ships, naval fleet. Our naval fleet.
That is horribly scary, to say the least. But it's just gossip at this point, so
okay.
don't spread rumors.
All
but
right.
they're going to look into it, and they are taking an operational pause. Think about that. All over the world.
Stop it.
They're taking a day off, essentially, and shutting this thing down to figure out what the heck is happening. But that is scary. Hey, let's dive into your blitz. Bring it back up. Say hi to Buck. He's back.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
I wish you all could have met Roy G. Biv on my journeys through, that's right, Oregon and Idaho. He's a wonderful man. First Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, yeah, B&E. Coach Tom Herman took the Longhorn team to Fogo de Chao last night, and I want to congratulate him because it came close to beating my record for most meat eaten in a single setting, but they didn't beat it. This pudgy summy.
Hold on. So
Fogo de Chao?
Is that true that he took him to Fogo? Can you imagine what that team could eat in that Brazilian?
Oh, my goodness.
They give you the meat. Green and the red cards. When you want more meat, you hold up the green card.
Is that how you do that, like the flag?
No, they just keep bringing it, man. That's keep slicing it off, and you keep eating.
Oh, great. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, welcome back, man. They had some real hacks while you're gone. Oh, Bill Schoening was on there the other day.
Craig Way.
Hey, listen, why does the UT president take down General Lee and A&M gets to keep Sol Ross over there?
Sol Ross. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yeah.
Joe Girardi is turning into the Wayne Font of baseball.
Oh, I agree with you. It's time for him to go. Girardi must go.
He can't help it if his MVP slugger can't hit anymore.
Should have never let him go to the All-Star game. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Remember in Die Hard when you walked across the glass with your bare feet? What a god!
Oh my god, is this a new one? Next Blitzer, you're up.
Coming new every day.
Hey, y'all are sleeping on Felipe Franks. It's not all about Zaire. Hairball's going down.
Hairball's going down.
Down, down.
By the way,
down.
BK, you've been to that website. This says, has Lindsey Vonn been hanging out with Hope Solo at Arby's?
Nah, not quite as much roast beef.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
What's wrong with you people?
Well, we finally learned what percentage of black Tiger Woods is.
Oh! Shut it down!
I don't even want to comment on that.
No. No.
Thought he was Cablin Asian.
I don't know, man. I can't believe he got... Why is he taking photos of himself? Doesn't he ever learn? He just doesn't learn, does he? He needs a new teacher. The teacher ain't teaching, the Look, student ain't learning.
Apparently, Lindsey Vonn, there's like 20 pictures of her and like one of Tiger. So eventually she broke him down and said, no, you got to send me a picture. I'm sending you all these pictures.
I know.
Send me a picture. Give me one.
You have to do that. I'm feeling the same way myself. I'm done sending pictures. If I don't get any back,
you're not getting
I'm
going to stop.
You're not getting any more.
Get some of that Big Bertha driver That's going here.
Absolutely. He's a mess.
You are sending him out now? You changed your mind.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just
horrible.
It's horrible. Don't send those out. Kids, don't do it. Keep your Instagram and keep it to lovely photos. You know what I'm saying? Flowers and things like that. Rainbows, like my friend. That's right. Roy G. Biv.
We'll reset that story coming up. I believe it, but I'm it's hard for me. I'm still shaking my head. It's B&E on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and hornfm.com.